Okay, Be'ezus Hashem Beli Neder. Let's finish Shas together. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Svi, Ben Harav Yosef. Today's daf is Psachim daf Kuf Beis. But we're sort of in the middle of something that we started on Kuf Aleph. We're discussing the topic of Shinui Makom, Tzarech Levarech. If you go to a different place while you're eating, or you leave the place that you are, while you're reading, do you have to make a new bracha or not? And we basically quoted three opinions about this. What foods does the issue of Shini Makom affect? So already on yesterday's daf, which we already did, we quoted the opinion of Rav Chista. Rav Chista's opinion is very important because Rav Chista's opinion is going to be the halacha lemaisa. Very interesting opinion, which many, many people don't know this, and this is the way we pass on halacha lemaisa. Rav Chista said, the whole din that a shinui makom, you have to make a new bracha, is only by something that's a shahakol and a bari nefashos, or a bari priya eitz and a bari nefashos, that the bracha is bari nefashos. But something that's an ala michya or an ala geffen, there's a three-way machlokas we shown, we said yesterday, either even any of the shivas haminim, or only hamotzi and mizonos, or only hamotzi. But we hold any of the shivas haminim, where there's an ala geffen or ala eitz, ala peros, like grapes or dates, figs, certainly mizonos or hamotzi, any of that, even if you go to a different place in the middle of the meal, you do not make another bracha. This is Rav Chista's opinion from yesterday. Hada amris shinui makom tzarech levarech, it's only bedvarim she'ein tunin bracha, only bar nefashos. But dvar matunim bracha rem koman, then you don't make a new bracha. And Rav Shesha said, no, even hamotzi and mizonos, everything needs a new bracha. So then we asked a question at the end of yesterday's daf. Meisve, we asked a question from a brisa, a question against Rav Chista that seemed to say that even by hamotzi and mizonos, if you don't leave anybody there, you got to make a new bracha. So the Gemara answered, that was the last thing we did in yesterday's daf, the very bottom line. If you look at the bottom line of Kuf Aleph Amud Beis, let's just read that again. I know we did it yesterday, but it, just to get back into the flow. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, no. Man Tana, who's the author that says, Akirus, that even by Hamotzi and Mizonos, you have to make another bracha? That's Rabbi Yehuda. But Chachamim disagrees. Rav Chista is going like Chachamim. It's not a problem. They left in the middle. Kishen Yotzim, that happens a lot of times. You're in the middle of a meal. Some people go out to go daven mincha. Let's say on Shabbos afternoon, there's an early mincha. People are still sitting at the table. Kishen Yotzim, ain't tunin bracha l'marfei. Kishen Chozen, ain't tunin bracha l'chatchila. Tanakama says, you don't need a new bracha. I'm a Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi says, no, only if you leave people there. You have to make a bracha achrona before you go. Fine, that was all from yesterday's daf. And today we're going to learn a third opinion. But says the Gemara. So now we're up to Ella Taima. That's what we got up to yesterday. Says the Gemara. We're about to 10 lines down. As a matter of fact, we're exactly 10 lines down. Last word on the line is Ella, on Kuf Beis Amud Aleph. Says the Gemara, Ella taima de bedvar matunim bracha lachreim bimkomun by an ala michya or an ala geffen or an ala eitz or a birkas hamazon. Dikshein yotzin ein tunim bracha lamafrei, kshein chozin ein tunim bracha lechatchila. You don't need to make a bracha charona before leaving, and you don't need to make a new bracha. Aval dvarim she'ein tunim bracha lachreim bimkomun. But the implication of this price is that by bar nefashos, afil l'rabbanon, kishen yotzin tunin brach l'mafrik, shen chozin tunin brach l'chatchila, leima tevet yufta derab yochanan. Wait, but we learned in yesterday's daf three opinions, right? Rav Chista said, hamotzi and mizonos, no new bracha, bar nefashos, yes. Rav Huna said, Rav Sheshes said, both you do need a bracha. Rabbi Yochanan said both you don't need a bracha. So this Bryce is against Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, okay, but yesterday's daf, we already rejected Rabbi Yochanan. Says the Gemara, V'lav mi usvine chad zimna. We already rejected Rabbi Yochanan yesterday. What are you beating him up into pulp? So the Gemara says, no, Neima meha nami teva tiyufta. No, you're right. We asked a question from a Bryce against him yesterday, but this Bryce is also against him. The Rashbam explains here, why is it important to say even this Bryce is against him? Because let's say we're still discussing it. Let's say somebody comes up with an answer to re-explain the first one, but then he's going to have to re-explain the second one. We need to know if this Bryce is also against Rabbi Yochanan. Amalach Rabbi Yochanan, no. Really, this Bryce meant even Bari Nefashis, you got to make it, I'm sorry. Even this Bryce really agrees that even Bari Nefashis, you don't have to make a new bracha like me, like what I said. Why did the Bryce quote the example of Hamotzi and Mizonos? To teach me the strength of Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That even Hamotzi and Mizonos, Rabbi Yehuda only holds that you don't make a bracha only if you left people there. When you left, there were still people sitting around the table. But the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda is, if you did not leave anybody around the table, even by Hamotzi and Mizonos, where there's a kvias in the place they are, even there, you would have to make a new bracha, kal vachomer, by Bar Nefashos. Kishen yotin tunim bracha l'marfei, kishen chozin tunim bracha l'chatchila. So it's to teach me a chiddush in Rabbi Yehuda. Interestingly, usually when we say it's lodiach al kocho de Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara says koach de hetera adif, that you want to teach me the bigger chiddush to be lenient. Here you're teaching me the bigger chiddush they have to say another bracha. Sounds like that's a strictness. So there's a big discussion here in the Achronim. Why do we say a strictness? So some say there's a tzlach in the beginning of Beitza who says, by doraisas, usually you'll be machmir, so koach de hetera adif is the bigger chiddush. But here we're talking about derabanans. So by derabanans, actually being strict is the bigger chiddush. Because usually you would think by derabanans, you should be lenient. We've said this before, we pointed this out earlier. So here, koach, the bigger chiddush is actually to tell me the strictness. That's what some say. Others say, wait a minute, to be actually making you make another bracha, the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda, you have to make a new bracha, that's actually more of a leniency. We're letting you say Hashem's name? In other words, making you make a new bracha, you think it's a strictness? In a certain sense, it's actually a bigger leniency that we're allowing you to say Hashem's name, even though others say no. It's a bracha shein tzricha. How are we allowing you to say Hashem's name? So it is koach de hetera. It's not a kula, but it's a hetera that we're being mati you to say Hashem's name. Fine. The Marshal talks about this, the Marsha. Interesting discussion of what's actually the more leniency when we're being machmir to make you make a new bracha, but we're being lenient in terms of allowing you to say Hashem's name, even though you would have said not that way. Fine. Says the Gemara, Tanya Kavase de Rav Chista. That's interesting. A brice in support of Rav Chista. Chaveim shoyim sum lishtos yayin. Now this is a proof to Rav Chista if you assume that we're talking about all the Shiva Saminim are Dvarim Hatunin Bracha Lachreim B'mkoman. But if you say wine is not part of it, then it's actually a raya to Rabbi Yochanan. That's what the Rishonim point out over here. The Rabbeinu Nisim and the Baal Amor and the Ramban and the Piskei Rid, Rabbeinu David, the Chiddush Aran, all have the Girsa Tani Kavasa to Rabbi Yochanan because they understood that wine was not considered to be one of those things that you don't make a new bracha. Wine is something you do make a new bracha. So if it's telling you raya by wine, it's actually raya the other direction. But that's not the way we assume. We assume, like Rav Chista, we assume wine is part of the Shiva Saminim. It would not require a new bracha. It's one of those things that do have a kviyus in its place. So Tani Kavasi de Rav Chista, Chaveyim Shehoyu Mesubin, Lishtos Yayin, Va'okru Ragleim. They went to a different place, V'chazu, and then they came back. Ein Srichin Levarech. They don't have to make a new bracha. And this is the way we paskin. Tosas, in the bottom, Tosas points out over here that both of these issues depend on the same thing. It's both if you leave and come back, or if you leave and start a meal in another place. That's both examples of Shini Makom. The same halacha applies. If you leave and come back, you would not have to make a new bracha. And even if you start eating in the second place, you would not have to make a new bracha. It's not considered to be a Hesach Hadas because you're always coming back to the same kvias of the place that you are in. And therefore, You do not have to make another bracha. Fine. Now we will move on to the next story of Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Let's see. Says the Gemara. Now we're going back, before we get to that, we're going back to our Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi. If a person's eating a meal on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontev, Erev Pesach, and it goes into, let's say you started Beheter, you started before 9 hours. Or according to Rabbi Yossi, you're even allowed to start after 9 hours on a regular Shabbos, right? So now it goes into Shabbos. Rabbi Yehuda says, stop on the dime. Rabbi Yossi says, you can keep going, right? We had this in yesterday's daf. Tan Rabbanan, b'dei chabura shahiyu mesubin, v'kidei shalayim ayom. So people who were eating together and it became dark, it became Shabbos. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop and bench and then make Kiddush. What's the reason? Rabbi Yehuda's reason was, now you have your Shabbos meal, it's time for your Shabbos meal, you got to end your Erev Shabbos meal and show that this meal is a Shabbos meal. Mevi'in lo kos shel yayin. So they bring him a cup of wine, but interestingly, va'omer lov kedushas hayom. So first you have to make Kiddush, and only then, v'sheni omer lov birkas hamazon. And only after that, do you bench. Whoa. Now why do, I don't understand. Why do you make Kiddush first? So the Rishonim talk, why do you make Kiddush first? So Rashi says, once it gets dark, the Zman of Kiddush has arrived, so you make Kiddush. Tosa says, you have to make Kiddush first. Because if you would bench first, you couldn't drink the cup of benching because you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. Once it starts in Yontif, you're not allowed to drink, so you got to make Kiddush first because that's what Tosa says. Tosa says, once the Zman of Kiddush comes, right. Take a look at the top Tosas on Kuf Beis Amud Beis. Just turn the page for a second. I know we didn't get there, but it's Lahafsik. Rishon Omer Lov Birkas HaMazon. I'm sorry. Yeah, in that Tosas he mentions it. Right. There's two different girsas. Which one you make first? Right. What's our girsa? Our girsa is Omer Lov Kedushas Hayom, V'Sheni Omer Lov Birkas HaMazon. Right. That's our girsa. So Tosas in that Tosas says, why do you make Kiddush first? Because you're not allowed to drink before Kiddush. If you bench first, you drink before Kiddush. The Baal Amar says, it's the Kiddush that's causing the Hefzik. Since it's Yontif, that's why you got to stop, so you make Kiddush first. Right? And the Ravid says, that since now is the time of Kiddush, and it's not the time of, it's not the time of benching, it's like the Din of Tashlumin. Right? Let's say by Mariv, if you missed Mincha, you got to daven two Mariv. So the first one is the one that's in the right time. So since it became Yontif now, so you got to make Kiddush first. Anyway, that's what the Gemara says. Mevi'in lo kos shel yayin v'om lov kedushas hayom, v'sheni omer lov brekas hamazon. And the second one, you say brekas hamazon. That's the girsa that we have. Others have the girsa not that way. Right, take a look at the Rashbam over here on the page. Look at the Rashbam on the bottom. Hachi Garcini, you see there's a lot of Girsa problems. Rashbam, well, turn up on a B'nei Chabur Shalim Mesubin, V'kiddush Lai Mayom, Mevi'in Lo Kos Shal Yain, Omel Kedushas Hayom, Be'em Tzasu Das, say Kiddush, and the second one right away, say Birkas HaMazon U'mavsik. Oh. Like Rabbi Yud said, U'mi Yohol V'gi Yashas Kiddush Tzal Kaddush. Lashon Acher, you see right here, I'm three lines on the bottom of the Rashbam, bottom of the page. Lashon Acher, no, Garcinan, Rishon Lo Birkas HaMazon. No, the first one you bench, you got to end the previous meal first. Sheni Amalav Kiddush Hayom. But the Tosefta is Mucha Kalosh and Rishon. Okay, Tosus also has that Girsa. Right? If you look at the top Tosus on Kuf Beis Amud Beis, look, turn the page for a second. Rishon Lo Birkas HaMazon. Lahafsek Vashen Lo Kiddush Hayom. Samuel Sud Shabbos. That's Tosas Girsa. Fine. Back in the Gemara. So first one, you make Kiddush. Sheni Amar Lo Birkas HaMazon. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Now, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi says, ad shetechshach, and they talk about it, doesn't really mean ad shetechshach. Rabbi Yossi says you can even go past shetechshach. They discuss why it says ad shetechshach. But you could finish the meal even further than that. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ochel v'holech ad shetechshach. Gomru, but you can keep going even past darkness. When you finish your meal, kos rishon v'varchol v'brichas hamazon, the first cup you do is benching. Vasheni omer lov kedushas hayom. And the second cup, you bring out a different cup and you make kiddush. Why is the first one benching and the second one kiddush? So here, benching, we apply the rule of the Baal Hamor. Says two reasons. Number one, tadir v'she'eno tadir tadir kodem, which we bench a lot more often than we make kiddush. So you got to do two things. You got to bench at the end of the meal, but you got to make kiddush because you kept on going. Rabbi Yossi said, this counts as your Shabbos meal. Why do you bench first? Either tadir v'she'eno tadir tadir kodem, or you became chayiv in benching already when you started the meal. Kiddush, you only became chayiv later. So since the chayiv of benching came before kiddush, so you bench before kiddush. But the Gemara wants to know, wait a second, but why do you got to have two different kosos? Why don't you just bench and make kiddush on the same cup? Ask the Gemara, amai, within Rabbi Yossi's opinion, amai. V'nimrinu l'tavayo achada kasa. Why don't we say both benching and kiddush on the same cup of wine? Right, this is only a question of Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, we understand very well why you don't take it. It's two totally different things. Rabbi Yehuda says you got to stop your first meal, right? Bench on the first one and then make kiddush on the second one. Benching, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop your weekday meal with benching and you got to start a new meal. So according to him, we understand why you need two cups. But according to Rabbi Yossi, this same meal is serving as double duty. It's your Shabbos meal. And the same meal that was your Arab Shabbos meal is also your Shabbos, not two different meals. If it is, you keep going. So why don't you use one cup for benching and for kiddush? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes. Ein omrim shtei kedushos al kos echad. You can't say two different mitzvahs, benching and kiddush, using one cup of wine. Asks the Gemara, my taima, why not? Save money. You're not supposed to bundle up different mitzvos on one chefza shel mitzvah. You're not supposed to use one cup of wine for two different mitzvos. So benching and kiddush are two different mitzvos. So you're not allowed to bundle up a whole bunch of mitzvah on two cups of wine. Take a look at Tosas, very important. Comes up at chasnas. This comes up two times at weddings, right? First of all, by the under the chuppah, we have the birkas erusin, followed by the birkas nisuin. So we use two different cups of wine, one for the birkas erusin. One. Why do you do that? Take a look at Tosas. She'ein omer shtekedo kos echad. Look at Tosas, middle Tosas here on the page. V'yesh noagin b'chuppah mitam zeh shelo lomar sheva brachos al kos birkas hamazon. So first he talks about at the end, right? At the end of a wedding, so you have sheva brachos and benching. So you ever notice at the end by a sheva brachos, they got all these different cups and you pour from there into there and there. What are you doing? A whole complicated? Just use one cup. What's the big deal? No. Ein osin mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. Tos is yesh noagin b'chuppah mitam zeh. Shelo loma sheva brachas al kos berachas hamazon, ela mivin kos acher ve'ein mevarchan al hasheni bori priyagufin. Now again, but we don't make two bori priyagufins there. Kevin shekvar birich al kos berachas hamazon. So it sounds like Tosus says you make a bori priyagufin, then you make sheva brachas. That's not our custom. Rav Shechter writes in Ginos Egos, we actually do the first the six brachos, even though at the chuppah it's so confusing for the rabbis. At the chuppah, bori priyagufin is first. At Sheva Brachos, Bar Pir Gavin is last. Why? Because the Bar Pir Gavin is going on both the benching and the Sheva Brachos. Ki ein nachal levarach pa'amayim. So it doesn't make sense to make two Bar Pir Gavins. You just said a Bar Pir Gavin 2 seconds ago. But you use two separate kosos because Sheva brachos and benching are two different mitzvos. They got to be on two different cups of wine. You don't make two different bar priya guffins. However, says Tosas, Ach Rabbeinu Meshulam, Hayomer 1-0. Hakol al kol sechad. Rabbeinu Meshulam says, use one cup for the whole benching and Sheva brachos. The low dummy, the brachos of Muslim and Kiddush, because you can't compare that to the case of benching and Kiddush in our Gemara. Ditre mili ninu. Benching and Kiddush are two totally different things. Kedamrinim besamach, like we're about to say about Havdol and Kiddush. Aval hacha chad milsi. Benching and Sheva brachos is the same mitzvah. The brachos hamazon goring, the brachos nisuin. Because without benching, without a meal, you don't have Sheva brachos. So it's the benching that causes Sheva brachos. So Rabbeinu Meshulam says you could do all of them in one cup. Our custom is like Tosus said, no, we use two cups. Oh, what about at the chuppah? Zok Taisvis. Ubikas Erisin Vinisuin. What about at the chuppah where we say two different cups? Wait a minute. Birkas Erisin Vinisuin. No guloma al shtei kosos. The time of the regilin zeh below zeh. What's the reason? In the times of the Gemara, they used to do them a year apart. A year apart, Erisin was a year earlier, and Nisuin was a year later. Even though we do them all, it's two different things. The time of the regilin zeh below zeh, kedamar biksubis, the vorkin brings Erisin base Erisin, brings chasan base chasanim. Va'od ah says Tosas the nagu likros ksuba beintayim. That's why we read the ksuba in between the Erisin and the Nisuin to make a hefsek. Va'have a hefsek ulakach miskayv ulakach tzarch base kosos. Others say no. Others say no. The same Rabbeinu Meshulam, the Rush quotes the same Rabbeinu Meshulam, says just like at the end of the thing, you use only one cup. He says even Erisin and Nisuin use one cup. But that's not our custom. Rav Salvechik said, therefore, in Israel, they have a custom that the rabbi makes a drasha under the chuppah. It used to be in America much more common. Baruch Hashem, they're getting rid of this minigun in America. We're getting rid of it. But Rav Salvechik said, if you go out of town weddings, out of New York area, they always, the rabbi gives a flourishing drasha under the chuppah. It's one of the biggest disasters in out-of-town weddings. But the rabbi says a drasha. Rav Salvechik said, if the rabbi's going to make a drasha, they should do it at that time, in between the nisuneis. And otherwise, it's really a chashash brach levatala, because we say two a brach shein nitzricha. We make two bar priya guffins, right? So we make a bar priya guffin by the erisin and the nisun. So you read the ksuba in the middle. It's not such a great... How long are you going to read the ksuba? You know, how long is that a hefsek? So Rav Salvechik said it's a good idea. If there's a drasha, don't have drashas. But if there's a drasha, it should be during the ksuba. It should be during the ksuba. That's why so it makes sense to make another bar priya guffin. Okay, let's continue. What's the reason for Enos and Mitzvahs Chavilas Chavilas? So the Rashbam says over here, you don't want mitzvahs to seem like a burden on you. You're just bundling them all up onto one cup. It's like a burden. There's a Tosas in Mard Katan who says, the reason is you want to have proper kavana for each mitzvah. So our Gemara sounds against that, right? Our Gemara sounds not that way. Because our Gemara sounds like, even though you're doing it on two separate mitzvahs, you're doing it two separate times. It's not a problem of kavana. Okay, says the Gemara velo, v'atanya nichnas the base of Motzai Shabbos. A guy who enters into his house on Motzai Shabbos after Mariv. That's the simple pshat. We'll see. Tosas is going to discuss this in a minute. Mevarach al hayayin. So you make a bar priya guffin first on the Havdalah. Bar priya guffin first. Why? Tadir v'she'eno tadir, tadir kodim. When we make Havdalah, so we make the brichas hayayin first. Why? Because that's the most tadir, that's the most frequent bracha of the four brachas you're about to make. You're about to make four brachas, right? Yayin, besamim, ner, and Havdalah. So we make the yayin first because that's the most tadir. Then al ha-mo'or. It's not the way we do it. It's not our custom, but this is Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says you make on the besamim first. But Beis Shammai says you make on the light first. Why? Because when you walked into your house, there was light in your house. That's the first thing you benefited from. So you make the next bracha on the ma'ar. Why do you make a bracha bari ma'ar re'eish on Saturday night? Because Hashem gave Adam the wisdom on Saturday night to make a fire. So we commemorate that by making bari ma'ar re'eish on Saturday night. Va'ala b'samim. Then we make a bracha on the b'samim. Why do you make a bracha b'samim Saturday night? Because we're comforting the person for the loss of the neshama yisera. So we want to give him a sense of a good smell. And the sense of smell has to do with the neshama. So then we make besamim. And then, v'achum ha'avdala ala kos. And you drink it. Then you make havdala. And you drink the cup. V'meinu ala kos echad. But if you only have one cup of wine, manicho la'achar amazon, you could first eat your sudas malava malka, and then umishal shalon kulon la'achrav, and you make your benching bracha, and all of your avdala, all four brachas, all on one cup. What happened to Enos and Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas? Answer the Gemara, ain lo shani. If you only have one cup of wine, you have no choice, so there's no problem, Chavilas Chavilas. Asks Tosus over here, wait a second. Wait a minute. How are you allowed to eat before Havdalah? Manichalach Ramazan. Take a look at see the Tosus there? Manichalach Ramazan. Says Tosus. Hiksha Harav Rabbeinu Nisim. Ech Yochal Kodem Havdalah. Right? Sounds like you came into your house afterwards. It sounds like you didn't continue eating from before Shabbos. This wasn't Shalosh Shudas that you continued. Hiksha Harav Nisim. Ech Yochal Kodem Havdalah. How do you allow to eat before Harmin? Come on. People don't know this halacha. You're not allowed to eat before you make havdalah, even if you said atachanatanu. Before havdalah ala kos, you're not allowed to eat. V'amei manami bas tavas k'damrin l'kaman. V'tirtz tahachamayi k'sha'achami ba'od yom ad shechashechalo. So first he answers, it's really shalashud, as you continued eating from before. Avgav demasikin l'havdalah. But Tosa says, but it doesn't sound like that. V'kashet d'lashon ha'nichnas. It sounds like we're talking about Sudas Malava Malka. Odik Shemariah Rabbi Yechiel. Alach Raisa Shemariah Tom Mavdil. Look at the last line of Tosis, Eliyah Shlomar. Devadai Bechinam Einlo Lechel Kodam Avdala. For no reason you're not like for Avdala. Aval Kish Einlo Ela Kosechad. But if you only have one cup of wine, Mutter Lechel Kodam Avdala Kede Lasus Ela Kosbekas Amazon. Apparently, to bench on a cup of wine was so important that if you only had one cup of wine, we allowed you to eat your Sudas Malava Malka even before Havdalah, then bench, then make Havdalah on the same coast. So you should be able to bench ala coast. Oh, back in the Gemara. Ask the Gemara. Right, there's a third answer. There's a Tosas in the Mordechai says that the din that you're not allowed for Avdala is only if you have a cup. But if you don't have a cup, then there is no din that you can't eat before Avdala. You don't have to fast. Let's say God doesn't have any wine. So most people say you got to fast until Sunday morning, until you get wine. Others say if you don't have wine, you don't have to fast. Okay. Ask the Gemara, Yontif Shechal Yos Achar HaShabbos. What about if Yontif falls out on a Sunday? So Saturday night, De Islay. Presumably on Yontif, you have plenty of cups of wine. On Pesach night, you certainly have at least four cups. But on Yontif, it's the beginning of Yontif, you're stacked. V'amarav yaknaha yayin kiddush ner havdalah. What? So it sounds like you're plenty stacked, and yet we do all these different things on one cup. Answer the Gemara Amri mitelo amar zman, since it didn't say shechianu, we're talking about the seventh day of Pesach. That's the only yontif you don't make a shechianu. Seventh day Pesach, right? First day Sukkot, second day Sukkot, you make shechianu. Shavuos you make shechianu, but second day's Pesach is the only time you don't make shechianu. So by the end of yontif, you only have one cup. You already ate everything. You're running out, so you only had one cup of wine. Says the Gemara, v'ha yontif rishon. the Islay. But what about on the beginning days of Yontif? Right, Afilu Anishib Yisrael, you have four cups. V'amar Abaye, Yak Zina, V'rava Amar Yak Nahaz. Still, you see, even the first day of Yontif, you're doing Yayin, Kiddush, Ner, Havdalah, Man, all these things at one cup. What happened to Mitzvah Chavilos, Chavilos? Ella answers the Gemara, Havdalah v'Kiddush Chada Milsi. Havdalah, and so Berkas HaMazon v'Kiddush is Trei Milei Ninu. Havdalah and Kiddush are one thing. The Rambam goes so far as to say it's mamish the same mitzvah. The Rambam says Kiddush and Havdalah is the same mitzvah. Zachar Siyom HaShabbos L'Kadsho. You have to mention Shabbos B'Kinisaso and mention it B'Yitziyaso. The Rambam says they're both Doraisas. Rambam's M'chudish Kiddush Shita that Havdalah is a Din Doraisa. Most of us hold Havdalah is a Din Rabbanon. But Kiddush and Havdalah is one thing, so you can say them both on one cup. The Havdalah of Motzei Shabbos and the Kiddush of Yontif, it's all the same thing. But Birkas HaMazon the Kiddush is Trei Milei Ninu. And since it's two different things, that's a problem of Eis and Os and Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. And for that, you need two cups. Okay? Rabbi said we will stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day. Good day.
Of course,
it's the best parent, no?
Ah, you kidding? You kidding me? You can't compare. You can't compare this.
We can listen to you do this all day long, Rabbi.
We're only getting started. Jeremy, we're only getting started. I'm telling you, it gets better. It gets even better. It's this. This parak is like, it's very, very relevant. Every daf is so relevant. Halacha l'maisa. It's unbelievable. I just hope I have, you know, when I have time to prepare, you know, I could actually, you know, give you a lot of stuff. I you know, Hashem should just keep giving me the time to prepare. That's all. It's not the same as when we're wallowing in the middle of the eighth parak, you know. Have a good day.
We're enjoying every second, Rabbi.
Have a good day. Have a good day.